We start hour number two by having a conversation with the head football coach at West Virginia. He is entering his first season with the Mountaineers, one of six FBS coaches to win 10 or more games in each of the last 3 years. He led Troy to three straight bowl wins. West Virginia is coming off an 8-4 season, and they open up against James Madison on August 31st. We are joined now by West Virginia head coach Neil Brown. Neil, good to have you back on. How are you?
Joe, I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you, Neil. So we're just 2 weeks away from the season opener. How are things going in camp so far? And do you like what you're seeing at this point?
You know, it's been interesting. We've got such a young football team. You know, doing this now for a few years, I think these are some of your most fun teams to coach. They're eager. Very little experienced players return on either side of the ball. But our guys are enjoying it. It's been highly competitive. How good we are right now, Jim, I don't really know. But it's been an enjoyable group to coach, and I do think we're going to be a football team that gets considerably better as we go. You know, I don't know about – I'm following up Gundy here. You know, my hair is nowhere near what his is.
And by the way, Neil, don't take that personally. Nobody's is. Nobody's is. Not mine, not yours, not anybody. And that's why he can never take that thing down. He and I talked about that. You know, if we were to take a step back, it's been just over 7 months, Neil, since you were introduced as head coach at West Virginia. I'm curious, what has that time been like? Has it been pretty much what you expected?
Well, no day is the same. It's, you know, the first 3 or 4 months, you're just really trying to catch your breath. It's and trying to figure things out. You know, I think one of the most important things during any of these transitions, and been a part of a couple now, is you really need to listen and get a feel for the university, the town, the support staff, the players that are currently on your team, and what your needs are recruiting. So those first 3 or 4 months are such a blur. Really, just probably starting in May, have we really starting to really implement, you know, how we're going to run this program, and it's a good experience. You know, you only get to do this once. You only get one time to establish your culture, your norms. But it's to the point now where we're ready to play. You know, there's only so much talking you can do. There's only so much preparation you can do. You got to line up and play and find out where you're at.
Neil Brown joining us. All right, so in terms of the culture and the norms that you mentioned, as you start to lay the foundation for the season and for the program overall, what are the types of concepts and ideas that you're underlining to your players about what you want to see from them and in the team?
You know, for this year, we always set very general rules at the beginning. I mean, general goals at the beginning of any when you take over a program. So we're real general. Right now what we're trying to do is we're trying to establish the way we're going to play. And we want to be a team that plays hard, that plays physical. We want to play as fast as possible. I think the thing that we're really stressing right now is we've got to be a close team. You know, the predictions in the preseason aren't very favorable for us. And what I talk to our guys about is you either prove them right or you prove them wrong. And so we're in the midst of putting together a team that wants to prove those predictions wrong. And to do that, we may not have the most NFL talent in our league, so we've got to be a team that has great team chemistry, and that's something we focused a lot on. And we've got to be a team that doesn't beat itself, and we got to be a team that plays extremely hard.
West Virginia head coach Neil Brown joining us. Now, Neil, there's this perception that it's a tough job for any number of different reasons when it comes to things like recruiting and travel. It's a tough conference, on and on. But when you look at the fact that the program has 750 wins, it's been on the verge of playing for a national or even winning a national title multiple times in the past 3 decades. What are people missing out on the serious potential there?
You know, 3 times, you're right, Jim. Very good research. 88, 93, and 2007 either played for a national championship or within a game of being in the national championship game. So 14th winningest program of all time. And it's a program that's been successful regardless of league. And there's a lot of tradition here. And this was a really intriguing job. There's been a lot of jobs that were open over the last 2 and 3 years since we had our successful run at Troy. But this made a lot of sense for me, native of Kentucky, so geographic fit for not only myself but our family, it made a lot of sense. I actually like it. People look at us as an outlier in the Big 12, and it is. There is some difficulties when you're traveling. I think there's less so in football, more so in probably basketball and some of the Olympic sports, because you're only traveling 4 or 5 times a year. But I like the fact that we're really not recruiting, Jim, against anybody we play against in our league. And so I think there's some built-in advantages. We play a challenging schedule. We try to schedule at least one or two natural rivalry games out of conference, and that's what we've done, and we'll continue to do that. But there's a lot of tradition here, and there's been teams that have been on the brink of a national championship. And at the end of the day, that's where we want to take this program.
You know, Neil, that point about we're not necessarily recruiting against other programs in the conference, you've made that point that when you compare West Virginia to other schools in the Big 12, that you're different, and that different is good, whether you're selling cars, recruiting players, whatever it is. That's interesting to me. What do you mean by that? Lay that out.
Well, our approach. So if you look at where we recruit, we break it down to a primary area and a secondary area. So our primary area is within a 6-hour car ride of Morgantown, and you can get to a lot of places. You can get to Charlotte, you can get most of the state of Kentucky, you can get the whole state of Ohio, you can get to Detroit, you can get up New Jersey into New York City, you can get the whole state of Pennsylvania, you know, you can get into DMV. There's a ton of football players in that area. Well, so our sales pitch to those players is considerably different than the normal schools recruiting that area, which are in the Big Ten. All right, in the ACC, those are the primary recruiting areas for those schools. Well, in the Big 12, we have a different pitch. For an offensive player, we're the most prolific offensive league in college football. I don't think that can be disputed. All right, and the flip side of that, if you're a defensive player and you like to rush the passer, what better league to go play in than the Big 12? Because you're going to get more opportunities. If you're a defensive back, what better opportunity is out there than to go play in the Big 12 where you know there's going to be more balls in the air? So that's what I mean. I think anytime, regardless of what you're doing, if you have an opportunity to differentiate yourself from the people you're competing against, I think people remember things that are different.
I love that. That is so true. Neil Brown joining us. All right, now back in the spring, you had lunch with Don Nealon, legendary West Virginia head coach. What was that experience like?
That was incredible. You know, he did such a tremendous job here, and you talk about guys. You know, he's College Hall of Famer. I think sometimes he's overlooked, but he took over a program in 1980 that was averaging, I think, in the 14,000 range. They didn't have a conference, really struggling. And in his 20-plus years of tenure here, takes on 88, 93 teams we've already talked about, but, you know, 15-plus bowl games, just an incredible run. I actually had him talk to our team on Saturday, and he's 83 years old, and he acted like he never skipped a beat. He got up there 15, 20 minutes, talked to our team. Our guys enjoyed it. He came out and watched a scrimmage on Saturday. So he's a guy that I want is around our program. His son is our equipment manager. His grandson is one of our analysts here. So there's still a ton of Coach Nealon's people that are in this building.
West Virginia head football coach Neil Brown joins me for another moment or so. Neil, I've got to ask you about your book club, because that is the stuff of legend. In the middle of all this, are you still able to make time to read? And if so, what books have caught your attention of late?
Yeah, I'm still reading. I don't know how you grow unless you do read, honestly. You know, so especially as a head coach, you don't get as much interaction on the road recruiting and stuff like that. So I think to grow from a leader in the coaching profession, you got to be able to read. So the book club book we did this year was John Maxwell's Developing a Leader Within. And I think it's a good book for year one, just because I think for us is, you know, I want to develop our staff as much as we want to develop our players. We talk about being a development program, and I think you got to spend an adequate amount of time developing your staff. So we did that. So I'm reading that, and I just finished the book Leaders Eat Last. Those are the two books that I've read here in the last few weeks.
Neil Brown, my guest. All right, then. Knowing what you know the last few months, or what they've been like the last few months, and what you've had to do since taking that job, how pumped are you for the season to start and just get some football underway?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Jim, this is why you do it. There's nothing like game day. I think we're going to have some challenges. I think that's anytime you're dealing with the type of schedule we're dealing with, I think we're one of 5 Power 5 teams that play 11 Power 5 games, so it's a challenge. In our league, I think in our league, the Big 12 is so competitive. You know, I was a coordinator here at Texas Tech in 10, 11, and 12, so I know the league. But it's really competitive. You know, you talk about 1 through 10, there's there's been a ton of parity in our league, and Oklahoma's kind of risen above. And I think they're the standard for what everybody's trying to get to. But I'm looking forward to it. We've got a young team that's going to improve as we go. There's nothing like a home game here. I think we have one of the most exciting and energetic fan bases, and it's a tough place to come in here into Morgantown and win.
He is the head football coach at West Virginia, entering his first season with the Mountaineers. And again, they open up against James Madison August 31st. Neil, it's really good to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for the conversation. Good luck to you, and I'll look forward to doing it again soon.
Appreciate it. It's always fun to be in the jungle.
You too, Neil. Thank you so much. Neil Brown. And I know that he has limited some of his media access because he's locked in on what he's doing. So I really appreciate him making time for this program.